So my talk will be on a sequential reaction of DOM in subsurfaces and the effect of dry and wet cycles. So dissolved organic matter is the main flux of carbon into the subsoil, stream, and groundwater. It may stimulate microbial reactions and the mobilization of inorganic and organic contaminants. It controls the or it's the principal electron donor in soil, so it modulates the redox status. And in the real soil, those reactions of DOM with the subsoil are usually co-occurred with cycling wet and dry conditions. However, most of the study look at just in bad sorption reaction, just the continually wet systems. Those drying steps may significantly affect the reaction between DOM components and the soil surfaces. Additionally, the heterogenic nature of DOM results in some significant fractionation of its composition after reaction with mineral surfaces. And this has been studied a lot in clean mineral phases, less study in the real soil matrix. So the objective of the study was first to look at how wet and dry cycles affect the reaction of DOM with soil surface. And the second one is to look at the nanoscale spatial distribution or fractionation of the DOM component on the real and complex soil matrix. To do so, we took two profiles from a mixed conifer forest in the Hamez River Basin CZO on a rhyolite parent material and in the Santa Catalina Mountain on granite parent material. DOM was extracted with water, and those are the soil properties. So both soil are mineral soils. The soil from the Hamez was much lower in organic carbon versus the Santa Catalina. Both soil had between 25 to 30% clay. pH was neutral to slight acidic. And the CEC cation exchange was quite similar with dominant more than 70% of calcium. The experimental setup was quite simple. It was a batch sorption reaction, but sequential batch reaction. The soil and the DOM solution was put in a centrifuge tube. After apparent equilibrium of 3 days, solution and solid were separated by centrifuge. Solution were taken out. About almost 90% of the solution, and two systems, one was kept continually wet, the 10 left percent was remained in the solution, the wet and dry system, those 10% that remain in the tube were allowed to dry out with the assistance of a fan. Then fresh DOM batch was reintroduced to the soil, the continually wet, and to the dried soil. This step was repeated 3 sequential times. At each step, both the solution and the dried soil was measured. So starting with the total organic carbon, this graph shows the removal of organic carbon from the DOM solution. Those are the unreacted DOM, and those are DOM after reaction. Solid line are for the dry-wet steps. This is the first to fourth. And dashed line or dashed dot line are for the continually wet. And you can see that for the red are for the Hamez soil and the black for the Santa Catalina. You can see that for the Hamez, more carbon was removed from the solution, and no significantly change occurred between in the bulk removal of carbon between the continually wet and the dry sample. For the Santa Catalina, however, somewhat more carbon was removed from the continually wet system, and in general, less carbon was removed from the solution. This soil had more organic carbon to begin with. If I count all the carbon in each step and stack it up, so this is the accumulation of carbon in the soil. This is in milligram per kilogram. And when I measure the actual carbon that were in the soil, so for the Santa Catalina Mountain, I see actually decrease in carbon. It wasn't significant, but somehow decrease in the total carbon after reaction with DOM compared to the control unreacted soil. While for the Hamel soil, I did see increase in both treatment that was exactly similar to the amount that was removed from the solution. So it seemed that for the Santa Catalina Mountain soil that start with higher carbon content, there was some decomposition of carbon in the soil. A similar trend observed for the total nitrogen. Here I did see some increase in the nitrogen of the soil of Santa Catalina. However, it was lower than the amount that was removed from the solution. So it was fluxes of both carbon and nitrogen out of the system of the Santa Catalina. Those are the C to N ratios that decreased for both systems. And the actual value of the soil after reaction did not change for the Hamez, but did decrease for the Santa Catalina, suggesting some significant microbial decomposition of the DOM or the previously exist carbon in the soil. To try and more characterize the fraction that removed or added to the solution after reaction with of the DOM with the soil, I measured the UV and the fluorescence indices. This is the SUVA indices. Higher index is for higher aromaticity. So blue line are the unreacted DOM. The red is for the continually wet, and the black is the wet and dry. So for the Hamel system, you see no differences between the wet and dry and the continually wet, but there was somehow decrease in the SUVA for both of them, suggesting more aromatic component were removed from the solution and absorbed in the soil. In this soil, none of the carbon was removed from the system. For the Santa Catalina, I didn't see much change between the control or the unreacted to the reacted DOM. This is the humification index, which is generally the ratio between this fraction of the EM to this one, and higher indices remain. Higher index is for higher humification of the DOM. No change was observed for the Hamez, but somewhat increase in humification has been shown for the Santa Catalina. Higher was for the wet, higher value was for the wet system, which is in agreement with the high removal of carbon from the solution. This is the fluorescence index that can distinguish between terrestrial plant-like composition to more microbial derived. So the system is close to value that agreed to be more resembled for terrestrial plant-derived materials than the microbial, which is in higher values, about 1.9 or above 2. For the Hamez, it seems that more plant-derived or terrestrial-like material retained in the soil, as this index increase after reaction, and it didn't really change for the Santa Catalina. Next, I look at the FTIR of the unreacted and reacted DOM. This is just for the Hamez DOM, just to look at the predominant fraction of the peak assignment. This region is for the carbonyl group, where the ester and free carboxylic group are in those area. This is for the amide carbonyl. Here is the asymmetric stretch of the carboxylate group. The pH was about above 7, so most of the carboxyl group should be in the carboxylate state. This is the amide 2. The NH or CN stretches, aromatic, and again the symmetric stretch of the carboxylate. This area is more related to the O alkyl functionality, carbohydrate, the CO and COC. So just for the Hamez soil or the reacted DOM, this is the same spectra of the unreacted DOM, and this is after the first step, second and fourth. So you see a decrease in the region of the carboxylic, amide, and aromatic group versus the O-alkyl. After the first and second step, however, this trend somehow rebounds after the third step, although that the amount of carbon removed from the solution was quite similar, and turned back after the fourth step. Another interesting trend was between the carboxylate associated peak and the amide. More amide, or protein probably, remain in the solution than carboxyl removed from the solution. This trend was not observed for the continually wet system. I'll skip this one and go to the 6M and XF of the dried and undried soil. This is the wet and dry soil after the fourth step. This is the this image is the color-coded 6M data showing the different spatial distribution of calcium in the blue, iron in red, and carbon. And those are the NEXF spectras of each of these regions. The first line is just for the DOM. You can see here the aromatic functional, the alkyl, then the amide and carboxyl that was both present in the DOM, and the O-alkyl. After reaction with the soil, or what retained in the clay size fraction, this is the whole, the average of the carbon spectra from the whole particle, and you see a significant increase in the carboxyl, but not with the amide, compared to the unreacted soil. A similar trend was for the calcium-associated carbon and the iron-associated carbon. Interestingly, more carboxyl was associated with the calcium than with the iron. And those are the trend of each step. So you see increase, slight increase in the carboxyl from the first step to the fourth step. With agreement of the FTIR data, there was a decrease or increase in the O-alkyl from the solution that accumulated here in the third step, or removal of carboxyl from the soil at this step that then reabsorbs in fourth step. So this is for the wet system, continually wet, and the differences here were mainly the increased fraction of the O-alkyl that compared to the carboxyl in the soil. So just to sum it up, dry and wet cycle did slightly affect the reaction of DOM. Those effect was not that dramatic, but they were there. Somehow higher carbon was removed from the continually wet and there was different in the fractionation of DON between the soil and the solution. Higher initial soil organic carbon probably stimulate the decomposition and release of carbon from the Santa Catalina soil, and cation bridging between the calcium and the carboxylic fraction probably responsible for the association of a carboxylic group with the soil. The moderate spatial distribution that observed was probably due to pre-existing coating of oxides and organic matter in the soil.